Now we are in the middle of a difficult sugya. I just would like to quickly go over the Gemara to where we're up to, and then continue and learn the Rashi further. So let us again start on Daf Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, 4 lines from the bottom. We hear in the Baraisa, HaKadorim Bazagogim Shemahalchim Zeh Zeh Niskol Horishin Benofal. We heard Kadorim, they were walking one after the other, the first one tripped and fell. V'niskal Hasheni Barishin Vashlishi B'Sheni. Is Rishin Chayev B'Niske Sheni V'Sheni Chayev B'Niske Shlishi. So the Lashon of the Baraisa does not seem to differentiate between the Rishon and the Sheni. Rishon Chayev B'Niske Sheni, Sheni Chayev B'Niske Shlishi. Omar Rove. So Rove came and said, no, we have to differentiate. We cannot learn the Baraisa Kipshutai. Rishon Chayev B'Niske Sheni, the Rishon is Chayev B'Niske Sheni, Bein B'Niske Gufay. Say the Rishon was Mazik the Sheni Ayidei Gufay. The Sheni stumbled over him and was Genizik the Gufay. Bein B'Niske Momoinoi. Say the Sheni that Genizik B'Niske Momoinoi from the moment of the Rishon, when the Rishon fell. So the Kederes fell with him, so he made a Boer B'Shus Haram. And Memele, so the Sheni, the God Kenizik, B'Momoinoi, of the Rishon, so the Rishon is also Machayit. And Rashi had said, because Rava holds Niskal Peshaya, so he's apesheya in the kriyas habe. Sheni chayev beniske shlishi. The sheni the Baraisa told us is chayev beniske shlishi. That is dafke beniske gufoy. If the guf a sheni was mazik the shlishi, so then the sheni is chayev. Avoloi beniske momoinoi. But if the Kederes of the Sheni were Mazik the Shlishi, so the Sheni is not Chayiv to pay. So the Gemara asked, Mimonevshech, how are you able to differentiate between the Rishon and the Sheni? Both of them tripped. Iniskal Pesheyahu, and that is why you say that the Rishon is Chayiv. The Nezokin that his mommen made is considered a kireboyer. Sheni nami lechayev. So the Sheni also was a niskal, and he should be chayev for the zekis that his mommen made on the shlishi. In niskal laf pesheyahu. If you hold a niskal, is not a pesheyam, and therefore he's not considered a kireboyer. Is afilo rishen amilifta, so let the rishen also be potter. Chayretz mafkel nizokav lachen afilosaynis, so the rishen should also be potter. So the Gemara answered, no, with Rava held, there is a difference between the rishen and the shen. Rishen vadai pesheyahu. The rishen is a pesheya, because he fell on his own accord. He didn't stumble over something. So then we say, Niskal Pesheya. Sheni, the second one, is not a Pesheya. The reason he fell was not on his own accord. He fell over the Rishon. So really, he's not a Pesheya. So if he's not a Pesheya, so why is the Sheni Chayev Aniske Shlishi, is not a Pesheya. הגופוי מחייב, דהוי אלוהי למד ולא יומד. Now, if his goof was mazik, he's chayiv, because there's a tvi on him, now he should have gotten up. Einoch enami, the etzem nefile was a nefile bohines, but get up now, why are you remaining there? Amomene potter, the omalei haibira lava no kerisei. But the moment of the sheni, if that's mazik the shlishi, it's potter, but you can't consider him a koira boil, because it was nicha boines, nismafke nizokov, la'acha nefilosainos. So Rove came to clarify, pshatn de baraisa. Cannot learn the braise kipshutoi, and there's no difference between the rishon and the sheni. It is not true. There's a difference between the rishon and the sheni. Meisve, so the Gemara asked on Rove, we learned a braise that explains this braise, and the second braise says, kulon chayovim al niske gufon, Upturin al niske mamayna, that all of them are chayiv al niske gufon, the way you said, Rove. But it says that the pturim kulam pturin al niske mamayna, my love afilu rishin. Afilu rishin is also potar al niske mamayna. So what do we see from this? We see that the Beraisa holds Niska Lav Poisheya. So not the way you said Niska Poisheya and the Rishon will be Chayiv Al Niska Mamoinoi. Now from the Beraisa we see Niska Lav Poisheya. Not from the Beraisa, not the way you said. So the Gemara answered no. Rove still stuck to his guns. Loi levar mirishe. That what it says, kulon pturim al niske mamayna, means the second one, the third one, because they zicha weren't poishim benefilosam, so they're potar al niske mamayna. But the first one was a peisheya, so he's chayiv al mamayna shel hizik. So the Gemara asked, Vaha kulam ketoni. I don't understand. How could you say that the first one is chayv al niske mamaynoi? It says, kulam pturim. Oma ravade barave, kulam hanizoikin. All those who were genizik, that means from the second on, they're potter al niske momoinam, because they were not poishim benefilosam. So the Gemara says, hi, my, you can't say such a pshat. I amrit pishloim afilu rishin, if you'll say the rishin is also potter al niske momoinoi. So then it's ve'ayne diktoni kulon. So then it's very good, the loshin kulon. Kulon. Pturim al niske mamayna. And the kulon is inclusive. It includes the rishin also. Elo I amret levad merishin. My kulon. So why does it say eloshin kulon, which you're saying is lavdavke, lisni hanizoikin pturim al niske mamayna. So we have here a stire to the member of Rove. From this Baraisa we see clearly that the Rishain is not a Pesheya, and therefore he's Potter al Niske Mamayne also. Elo Omar Rove. So Rove said, you're right, I'm Chayzer. The Rishain is not a Pesheya. We see that from the Baraisa. Va'afal Pikain, I want to tell you there's a difference between the Rishain and the Sheni, even though the Rishain is also not a Pesheya. Elo Omarove, Rishain Chayev, Bein Beniske Gufay the Sheni, Bein beniske mamoine de sheini. The rishain, the gufa rishain, is a odom amazik. So memele, it does not matter if the rishain was mazik gufa de sheini or mamoine de sheini. Is chayiv als odom amazik. The sheini, but the second one, chayiv beniske shlishi beniske gufoi, Avoloi beniske mamoinoi, my time, da havoloi boir, voloi matzino boir, shechia boyesakel. So we hear a moiradike chidish in this memory that Rove is telling us chidush, moiradik chidush. That is true, we see from the baraisa, niskal is lav paishaya. So therefore the rishain is not mechuyev. And that what his mammon was mazik, because it's mafkin ezokav la'ach and afilos oynis. But al koponim, even though he's not a peisheya, but since there's a tarti l'reyese, niska lav peisheya, we had a toisvis, that means it's like an oynis kein gneva, which adam a mazik is potter. But it's, a gneiv is also a shtikl pshiye. And, so he was a shtikl pshiye benefilosoi, and it was havaloi lamoid v'loyoma. So combining these two together, he is a din of odam amazik, and therefore he'll be chayiv on the kelim of the sheni. The second one, who was an Einis Gomel, he stumbled over the first one. So on the second one, the only Chiyuv is Havle Lamoid V'loyomat. That Chiyuv is not sufficient to give him a din Odom Amazik. That Chiyuv gives him a din Boer. So therefore, the Sheini is only Chayiv al Niskei Gufoi the Shlishi. It's not Chayiv al Niskei Mamoinei the Shlishi, because Boir is Potter ala Kelim. The Rishain is Chayiv Bein al Niskei Gufoi Bein al Niskei Mamoinei, because the Rishain is another Mamazik. That is what Rove is coming to tell us. So the Gemara says, Onicha Lishmul, fine, we'll accept this pshat, we'll say that the Rishain is an Odom, the Shaini is a Boer. So that's very good, according to Shmul, Doma Kol Takola Boeru. Shmul holds every Takola, Af Deloy Af Gerinu, is also a Boer. El Lerav De Omar, but Rav says it's only considered a boil when it's afkerei. When it's not afkerei, it's not a boil. So we had said yesterday that we could learn a few ways pshat in the kasha. Either the kasha is that according to Rav, since the sheni is loy afkerei, so let him be shoyr, so let him be chayiv on kelim also. So why, even though you're differentiating in lomdis, the sheni is a boyer and the rishin is an odom, but a boyer de loy afkerei has a din shoyr? Oh, we said this as well, maybe he has a din odom al yidei de loy afkerei. The whole kula of kelim is only in asor nakosu, but the minute it's not asor nakosu, but it's taker, so maybe he should have a din odom. Or we hear Rabbi Kevega said pshat that Rav holds that if it's loy apkri, it's not a boil, and a sher it's also not, so he should be potel legamri. So we mahalchem in the Gemara's kash. So we're now over eitzes. So the Gemara says, that's what we were up to. Now, before we go further in the Gemara, let us just learn the top Rashi, which we had skipped over yesterday. Rashi brings down the Girsa, and we will see in Taisus there are different Girsois here, so Rashi wants to tell us what the proper Girsa is. And it seems this is our Girsa, but the way Rashi is going to bring it down. Hochi Garsid. This is the Girsa. The Gemara said, Rishain Vadai Peshayahu, so therefore, his Chayiv Al Niskei Momoinai Shehizik, because he's a Kairabur, Shaini Agufe Mechayiv, Shoyoloi Lamoid, Shaini is not a Peshayah, because he stumbled over the Rishon, but if it, that was his Gufos Mazik, his Chayiv Shoyoloi Lamoid, Vloi Oma, I'm not a kirei boyer, because I was not peisheya and a siyasaber. Meisvei kulon chayoven al niskei gufon, upturen al niskei mamoina. So we see klar from this baraisa that the Rishon is also not a peisheya, the pot al niskei mamoina. Ad, so then the Gemara wanted to say, no, Rav is saying something else. Rav is saying that the Rishon is Chayev if he was Mazik the Momen Hasheni, and the Sheni is Potter if he was Mazik the Momen Hashlishi. My time is the Havale Boer, because the Sheni, the Guf Hasheni is a Boer. Vloy Motzinu Boer Shechayev Boyas HaKelem. So this is more or less where we're up to. And now Rashi explains Bekitzer, Pshat in this Girse. Then Rashi explains more Ba'ariches. V'ochi Pirusha, Rishin Chayev B'niskei Sheini. Robert started off by saying the Rishon is chayv beniskei sheni bein shenizik begufoy shel Rishon. Sai the sheni was genizik al yedei gufoy shel Rishon. Bein shehuzak sai the sheni was nizik b'mamoinai shel Rishon. It was nizik to the kdeira that fell from the Rishon. And Rashi explains, Gufoi, if he was genizik to the Gufoi Shal Rishon, Kedin Mazik, like Odom HaMazik. V'chayiv af al kelim v'sheini. And so if the Guf or Rishon was Mazik v'sheini, she's chayiv even though if it was Mazik the kelim v'sheini, because it's Odom is chayiv al kelim. The gufoy loimash vinelei kedin boil. That's what Rav is telling us. The guf or Adam doesn't have a din boil. Umamainoi, but the moment of the Rishon, havelei b'teiras boil. This is a boil. V'chayev al guf beis. So it's chayev al guf beis because boil is chayev al niskei Adam. Upotar al kelev. Im huzek momim be momim potter. The boyer chayev by niske yodom, domrine leo, that a boyer is chayev on niske yodom. Ay, we have a meat shervel yodom, chamer velekem. The chidashin in shervel yodom, leniktole, a boyer is potter only on misas odom. Avlinin is okin chayev. Upotter boyes a kalim, but boyer is potter on niske kalim. V'sheini chay. Now going back to Rav's first memory, Beniske Shlishi, Kedin Mazik, he's an Adam HaMazik. Heichedu Huzak, Begufay Shal Sheini, she's an Adam HaMazik, because even though Niska La Peshe, Avle Lamed Vloyoma, Avloy Beniske Mamoinai, She'im Mamoinai Shal Sheini, Hizik as a Shlishi, Begufay, the moment of the Sheini was Mazik the Gufa Shlishi. Ein echay afilu teres boir ein loy ala kederes shal ha-Sheini lishayiv b'meshe hizik v'avil hizik b'gufa shel shlishi, it's not a boil, because the second one was not a pesheya b'nefilas hakderes, so memele he's not chayiv, and therefore the sheni is not chayiv in what the kederes were mazik the shlishi. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Honicha l'shmuel d'oma kol takola b'ehu. So it's very good. Why? So we'll take everything that Rava had said. The Rishon is a odom amazik, even though niska l'apesheya. The sheni, since there was, he was an Aines Goma ben Filosai, so the Sheni is a boil. So the Gemara says, Onicha l'shmu, doma kol takol a boilu. So then, the memre of Rove is gewaldic. So it stems. Elo l'rav d'omar i'akerei in iloi loi. But Rav said, that a boil is only by avkerei, loy avkerei, it's not a boil. My ikal amema. So how do you understand that the sheni is chayev? Begufa yishol shlishi only, it's either the kasha should be b'chayev amamayne also, al tshoyer, al tzodom, or he should be potra fila gufa. So the Gemara answers, La'olam kida amrinon me'ikor. So we're going back to the first pshat in Rove, and we're going to go back and say as follows, that the Rishon was a Peshaya, Niskal Peshaya. So therefore he's chayiv if his mamon was mazik. The Sheni is not a Peshaya, so he's chayiv if the guf was mazik and not if the mamon was mazik. Both of them are other mamazik. Aye, we had a problem. The Beraisa had said, Kulon peturin al niskei momoinon. The Beraisa said, and the Kulon was very inclusive, it included the Rishon also, that the Rishon is potter if his momen was mazik, and according to Rove, the Rishon is chayiv if his momen is mazik, because the Rishon was a peisheya basiyah sabar. Udikash loch kulon chayovim, tilgime rav ade bar minyumi, kameide ravine shehusku kalem bekalem. The beraise that says kulon peturim beniske momoinon means if the momen of the rishain, if the momen of the sheni was mazik kalem. That's what the Bereis is telling us. So Memele, so Rove is 100% right. Rove said the Rishon is a Peshaya, and the Kalim of the Rishon is a Balabur, but his potter of his boyer will be Mazik Kalim. And the second one, Babadigvis is potter, if his Kalim will be Mazik Kalim. The second one, first of all, Boyer is potter on Kalim. And second of all, he's not even a Kaira Boyer, because, the Nefila of the second law is a Nefila Sainis. So Memele, so that's what the Bereis is saying. So the Bereis is talking about if it was Mazik Kalim. And Rav is coming to tell us, but, if the kalim of the Rishon was mazik anodom, then you'll be chay. That means I agree with the Beraisa. The Beraisa is speaking about kalim, the asku kalim, and I'm saying kalim, the Rishon, the asku adam will be chay. Now let me just say one vote. So what is the Beraisa telling us? The Beraisa is telling us kulam pturim al niskeim amainam. Means if the kalim of the Rishon, the kalim of the Sheni were mazik kalim, they're potter. Yashik koyach. Ooh, what? I need a baraisa to tell me this. I know a bayer is potter on kalim. What is the baraisa coming to tell us?
What is the Baraisa coming to tell us? The Baraisa coming to tell us that the Mamoinam is Potter and Kalim. Psh, Mayredik. So I think the Baraisa coming to tell us a Mayredik Yiddish. The Baraisa is coming to tell us, Hashme Loos Nechamashe Picha Medaber. I'm telling you, the Momin is Potter and Kalim. But the Gufon, but the Gufon is Kulon, Kulon Gufon Chayovim, Umamainam Pturim, Kulon Gufon Chayovim Al Kalim. That means the Barais is coming to tell us, don't say that the Gufon is Boyer, and we just had such a Mahalach 2 minutes ago, that the second one is a Boyer, and the second one would be Potter and Kalim. So that's why the Barais is coming to tell us, Rabbi say it's not like that. The moment is Potter and Kalim. The moment of the Rish, the moment of the Sheini. But the Gufon is Kulon, the Rish and the Sheini, is Chayim and Kalim. And don't say what we said 2 minutes ago, that the Sheini is a Boyer. He's not a Boyer. He's an Odo. That's the Chiddush of the Barais. So Mamele Shalom al Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi. Onicha l'Shmuel, Ika l'Meima. So according to Shmuel, so the Mahalach was the Gufay Shosheini Islay Toiras Boy, and that's what Rav is telling us, that the Rishain is Chayev al Mamaynei Shosheini, and the Sheini is only Chayev on Gufay Shosheini. Because Shmuel holds a fila loy afkerino, it's also a bird. Elo le rav da omar, I loy afkerei, loy havi bird. If it's loy afkerei, it's not a bird. Bukhay the loshim would seem like Rabbi Kevege, I loy afkerei, it's not a bird in Gansi. Is bishloy ma momen, Ikele meimer de mafker inish. Elle. Goof, me mafker is a person then, mafker is goof. So a person mafker is goof, a person is not mafker is goof. Yeah. Perhaps you can say over for 2 minutes a maise, that once occurred, that Reuven made Shimon a shliach to go to a certain town, a big town, and to purchase something for him. He gave him a huge sum of money. The kids of Shimon came to this town, and he lost the money. And he lost it in Times Square with the Zichr Ayish. The Zichr was Miyayish. Ayid found the money. Ayid found the money. And they came to Rabbi Yitzchak Kolchanov. And they asked the Shaila, the Yid is allowed to keep the money. They have to give it back. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kolchanov paskened that you have to give back the money. So the Yid says, I don't understand. The Shlich was Zichem Yayish, and he was there also, Zichem Yayish. So why can't I keep the money? I picked it up after Yish. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kolchanov said, a Shlich can't be Miyayish. The Shlich is Miyayish. It's not his money. It's the owner's money. The owner didn't know about the whole maise. So a yish of a shliach is worthless. So Mamela said, so you picked it up before yish, you have to return it. That was the psak of Rabbi Yitzchak Kolchanov. So when Rabbi Ruchem heard about this psak, he gave a pachin beis medrash. He said, Rabbi Isai, you heard what Rabbi Yitzchak Kolchanov paskin? A shliach can never be miyayish. Rabbi Yisrael, we're shluchim of the Rabbi Nishlam, we're shluchim the Rachmone. So a yid can never be miyayish. We're not bailim on ourselves. We're only shluchim. which belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. We are only shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. We can't be miyayish. That was the limud of Rabbi Ruchim. About Kaponim, here we also have a person is never mafkir nafshei. He can't be a person is over mele. So he can't be, so according to Rav, so it's the layafkere. Tirgimei Rav Ade Bar Menyumi. Now let's see the Rashi. Now this Rashi we didn't learn yesterday. Tirgimei Rav Ade Bar Menyumi Lebraise Delel. Kegoin Shehusku Kalem Bekalem. So Rav Ade Bar Menyumi said, the Braise, you had a problem. Kulon Chayovim Al Niske Gufon. Upturim al niske mamainam, we had a kasha, the Rav said that the Rishon is chayv al niske mamainai, if the mama was mazik, to go in shahusko kailam bekailam. Alayla milse de rove, kidahave shamina laymi ikore. Rove is the way we started off. The gufay the rishen v'sheini ave kemesikim v'yidayim. That's Rove. This is what Rove is telling us, that the gufay rishen, the gufay sheini is odamamas. V'chayovin ala kol v'afilu l'shmu domem dimidig le'afkrei havi boir ani mili b'momen. That is davke b'momen. Shmuel says, "Afilo afk lo yafkerei haviber." Avul begufay adamu, but the gufay is adam. So that's what his Rashi saying. But we mentioned before that's the chiddush of Rove gufay. That's what the Brayse is telling us. Gufay is a adam v'loiber v'chayev al niske kalem. And it's chayv on his kekeilim. The Baisan goes that the guf is chayv on his kekeilim. Uma moinai shal rishain. In the moment of the rishin, according to the Baraisa, lishmuel bein afkerei, bein loy afkerei, have a bear. And what? No be potter on kekeilim. Ule rav, chayv bakel. If Rav ilo yafkerei, chayev bakel, v'yafkerei, ave boir, nisko me'atzmai pesheyo. That's what Rav came to tell us. That's what Rav came to tell us. Rav came to tell us that the momene shal rishin is a boir according to Shmuel, and according to Rav, it's a shayr. So it's chayv on kelim also. Yavkerei, it's a bir. Umamayne shal psheini potaraf al niske gufa shlishi. The nezek hamufka al yedei oynesu. Because this is what Rav is coming to tell us. That the sheini, the kedera, the moment of the sheni that was mazik, the nezek amufke al yedeinusu. Now let us just skip this ve'inami. We'll come back to it soon, but I just want to learn the flow of Rashi. Umilsei de rove mitukme. Now Rashi says, so Rove is going bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel. Rove is going say according to Rav and say according to Shmuel. And Rove is saying that the Rishon, the Mamayne shall Rishon, since we hold Niskol Peisheya, so the Mamayne shall Rishon will be Chayev, according to Shmuel, and Gufay shall Sheini, according to Rav, Ilai Afkerei, Afilo, Amamayne, Shol Sheini. in the Momen Shel Sheni, since he wasn't a Pesheya, will be Potter. That's a Ude Kashaloch Beraise. But now you have a problem in the Beraise. Diktoni, that Robert said that the Momen Shel Rishin is Chayef. And the Baraisa says, Kulam Pturin Amamaino. But the Kashloch Baraisa Diktoni Shafilu Rishoin Kulam Mamaino Potter. I know Heichi the Husku Kalam the Shani, the Kalam the Rishon. The Baraisa is speaking about that the Kalam the Shani, when is it? The Kalam the Rishon. The Mifter. Mishum de Berninu, lechaye by Esakela. Ule Rav, bidaf kerino, he was mafkere, so it's a bird. It's a hefker nach in the filas pshia, which doesn't help, but it's a bird, so it's pota akela. Ule shmuel afilo loy afkerino, it's also pota akela. So the Beraisa that says Kulon Chayovin, if their goof was Mazik, and Potter if their Momen is Mazik, is going if their Momen was Mazik Kalim. So if the Momen was Mazik Kalim, so all of them are Potter. L'Rav Edav Kerino, Shmua, Afilulayev Kerino. V'Ochik Toni, this is Pshat and the Baraisa. Kulon Chayovim al Niskei Shemazik Gufoy. All of them are Chayiv, and that what the Guf is Mazik. Afilu Hizikalim. Afilu the Guf was Mazikalim. The Gufoy, the other Maziku, because this is other Mamazik. That's from the Baisa Kulan Chayovin, Afilu Iziko Kalim, the Chayiv. Upturim Aniske Momoinon, Imizik Momoinon, Eskli Chavireyim. The Afilu Momin Harishin, even though the Momin Harishin is a bird, Abot Vayme Berle Mashvislai, but he's not better than a bird. She'ein Lecho Peisheye Yoise Mikayre Boer, and a Kayre Boer is also Potter Al Kalim. Now, what'll be? So the Baraisa is speaking about Kalim, the Askel Kalim. Now, the Baraisa did not speak about if the Kalim will be Mazik Aguf. Hizik Mamoini is Aguf. So then Rava spoke about it. The Baraisa never spoke about it. Rava spoke about it. If Hizik Mamoinon as Aguf is Yesh Mehen Chayiv, so then the Momen of the Rishon will be Chayiv because he's a Koyreber. V'Yesh Mehen Potter. Rishon Chayiv V'Sheini Potter. So this is how Rashi went through the Sugya. And before we go further, let us go back to that we skipped over. We skipped over as follows. Rashi said, Umamayne Shoshaini, that's where we're up to. Umamayne Shoshaini Potter. The Momen of the Shaini that was Mazik was Potter, Af Al Niskei Gufashlishi, the Nezik Hamuftar Al Yedei Oinisu. It's a Nezik, it's Hefker Nizokov La'acher Nefilas Oinis. Now, let us stop here for 1 minute. Rashi explained that what we say, that the Sheni, the Momen of the Sheni is Potter, according to Rava, because it's an Ephilus Oynes, V'nezek hamufka la'achen oynis is pota. That's his kenizot of la'achen nefilas oynis. But let us be elech. But what would be if he wouldn't have been mafkerit, if the second one would not have been mafkerit? Then it would seem from Rashi that you're chayiv. And in Emerson, we hear a Gemara Daf Chav Tes that said claw like this. Abaye said, "Betarti pligi, bein b'shas nefile." That means he didn't have time to pick it up. Bein la'acha nefile. He had time to pick it up. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds, hifke nezok of lach nefile soinis is pot because holds niska la pesheya. But when will Rabbi Yehuda be moide that is chayiv? Im niskaven liska is boy. Im niskaven chayiv. So that means we had a Gemara in Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara said in Daf Chav Tes, afilo niskal lav peisheya. But if he wasn't mavkeret, he's chayiv. He's chayiv because his mom and his day is a bala boyer. Even though he wasn't a koirei boyer, but he's a bala boyer that's chayiv. We had kemat enough in the Gemara that says this yesod. That's why when Tosfos spoke according to Shmuel, that Tosfos says that the boyer of the second one is Potter, so Rashi says, because it's Hifke Nezok of La'ach and the Philosophes. Fine. So that's very good. Now Rashi says, V'inami lo yafkerei. Now Rashi wants to say Chedush. Afilu, he wasn't mafkerit, so we have a nefilas oynis, and he wasn't mafkerit. Shoyrei hu v'tofach ba'ape. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi is saying, so it's a shoyr. Now here Rashi seems to be going according to Rav. According to Rav, it's not a boyer, it's a shoyr. And it's a shayr that I was shayma the shayr. It's a shayr that I was shayma. So what does Rashi mean to say? So Rashi seems to be saying, according to Rav, I feel if he wasn't mafkerit, but Rav holds, lo yafkerei is a shayr, not a boy. Lo yafkerei is a shayr, not a boy. A memele. So, I watched it. I wasn't a Peshaya and a Siya Saber. The second one was a Lav Peshaya. So it's a Shayr with a Shmire. So it's a Shayr with a Shmire. So if it wasn't Mavkerit, it's Pot. So now, there are two Kashas on this Rashi, which we will mention. The Rishash Esa Kashas, this moshul that Rashi says asher with a shmiris potter is really a gemara further in Akoinis. The gemara says in Akoinis as follows. A person had a shir and nol foner koroi and he made a good shmire. Nivritza balaylo and the whole kaisel fell down. Kashef amaisal fell down. So balaylo was unaware of it. So he's potter. He made a good shmira. Now light in the middle of the night, the shmira became bottle. You can't expect anything from him. He made a good shmira. It's the middle of the night. Fine. Zok the Gemara. But what about nifritz abayayim? The Gemara said, "Oh, nifritz abayayim." So that means nifritz abayayim. He made a good shmira, and all of a sudden, the wall caves in like Chaimus Yerichoi, Akasha Vamaise, and the shayr walks out, and he's aware of it. So the Gemara says, he's chayiv. So why is he chayiv? Ah, you made a good shmir. Yeah, you made a good shmir, but that shmir became bottle. So now you see, now you're aware that your shayr is without a shmir, so you can't live on previous laurels. I made a shmira, but you made a shmira, but now it's a shmira. So Memele frekta Rishas Shakashe, Dr. Rishasha Kasha, so he doesn't understand Rashi. That means he was watching it. It wasn't his fault that he fell.
Fine.
It wasn't your fault. You made a shmira and it fell not because of your fault. But now it's there in the Rishus HaRabim. And it's your money. It's just why you have al shayr. This kasha the Rishash asks. This kasha the Rishash asks, number one. And number two, the Pashas Rabos Beres Sakasha, we had mentioned before Gemara Daf Choftes. The Gemara said before Daf Choftes that Rabbi, we just mentioned this, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Im niskaven chayiv, la'achan afila machloikis, afilo niska la'af peisheye, if he wasn't mafkir, he's chayiv. He's chayiv, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayiv. Either lo yafkirinu, it's, so what is Rashi saying over here? So this sentence of Rashi is very difficult, and, we just have to be aware it's a difficult Rashi. Now, let's go to finish the Rashi. The Girsa Hochi Ise. Now, again, Rashi is going to repeat the Girsa, which I don't know exactly why. Rashi, again, wants to repeat the Girsa, because there was other Girsa over here. We had before Hochi Garsin, and again, Rashi says, the Girsa Hochi Ise. Hochis, Omar Rove, Rishin Chayev, Beniske Sheini, Bein Beniske Gufa, Lechere means Sai, his Gufa was Mazik, Bein Beniske Momoina, Sai, his Mama was Mazik, Sheini Chay Beniske Shlishi, Beniske Gufa, if the Gufa was Mazik, Abel Beniske Momoina, not if the Mama was Mazik. So the Gemara asked, Monem Shech, in this Kope Sheyehu, Sheini Nami Lechayev, Beniske Lapeshe, Rishinami Lifter, the Gemara said, "Rishen vaday peisheyahu, usheini aguf emechayv shemdav leilamid leyomad. Amamoinei poter, domalei abir lava no kerisay. V'loy gasinen hoche dahavalei ber." Here we now go hoche dahavalei ber, and we'll see in Tosfos what shot in this kills. Meisvei ad labar mirishen v'kulon ktoni. Acheini chai beniske shlishi, beniske gufo, ble beniske memoine, da have a labor. Now the Gemara wants to say this was the second member of Rove. The Rove wanted to say that on the moment of the Rishon that was Mazik is Potter. But Rove is coming to tell us that the gufo Rishon is Odom, and the goof asheni davle lamid vle la amad is boil. Voisin and ibira lav anor kerise bechule. This is the girse. Lachay, this is the girse that Rashi. Arafi Rashi is goimer the girse. Now let us see Taisvis. Now Taisvis has a running commentary on Rashi, and then Taisis will bring down the Rach's Girse, which is a different Girse completely. Now let us see the second Taisis. Omarov, Rishain Chayev Beniske Sheini. Now it seems Taisis had two Lashainis in Rashi, which we don't have. Not in our Rashi. But Taisis had two Lashainis in Rashi. And the second Loshin Sheini Perish Bekuntres Mipi Amoire, V'cheinira L'Riike. That is the Loshin we have in Rashi, and this is the Loshin Sheini Sheperish Akuntres. Okay. V'ochi Perush. Now Taisis is going to chaza over the Rashi that which we learned now, and Taisis is going to say a few Ha'oris, and then Taisis will bring down another Girsa Bechlav. Pachi Perushe. Rishen Chayev Beniske Sheini, Bein Beniske Gufoi, Bein Beniske Mamoinoi, Derishen. Sai Derishen's Gufos Mazik, Sai the Rishon's Momen was Mazik, the Rishon is Chayiv. Ubeniskei Gufoi Mechayiv. Now, if the Rishon's Guf was Mechayiv, if the Rishon was Mazik, so if it was Mazik, the Guf of the Sheini is Chayiv. For Loyal Mamoinoi, the Kederis Horishonis, Haviboyer, Le Mechayiv Akelem. Kidemaforish, and what is Pshatan Rove? So the Gemara explains, the Rishon Vadi Peshayahu. The Rishon was a Peshay ben Nefilose, Lefikach Chayev, Al Nezik Shemamoine Oise, is called a Kareboyer. Avosheini Loi Posha Beshlishi Kolkach. The Sheini was not a Peshay, he tripped over the Rishon. So Memele is not considered a Kareboyer, so his Momen will be potter. Umikol Mokin, Kshaguf Hasheini Hizik, but the Guf Hasheini was Mazik, Afilu B'momen Hashlishi, Kai, Tahoy Eloi Lamoit, Veloi Omat. So Memele, the Rove in the beginning, held that Sai the Rish and Sai the Sheini are Odom HaMazik. The Rishon is Odom HaMazik because Niskal Peshaya. The Sheini is an Odom HaMazik even though he was not Peshaya, but Havaloi Lamaid Veloi Yoma. So both are Odom HaMazik. The difference will be in the Momen Shel Rishon, the Momen Shel Sheini. The Momen Shel Rishon is a Boyer, since Niskal Peshaya is a Kaira Boyer. The Momen Shel Sheini is not a Boyer because he wasn't a Peshaya in the Kriyas HaBoyer. Because the second one was an einus, that's mafkin azok, ablach nefilas einus. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks, so bekitzer, Rav is coming to tell us that the Rishon is a peshay, and he's chayiv, and what his mama was mazik. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks a kashe, the Baraisa says, kulon peturim al niskei mamaynon, afilo Rishon. Im hizik mamoinoi afilu es guf hasheini. You also potter. So this is a kasha an Rove. Rove said that the Rishon was a peisheya. So memele, so he's chayiv. And what his mama was, he's a kaira boyer. And the Baraisa says that the Rishon is not a peisheya. And he's potter on what his mama was masik. Period. That is the Gemara's kash. So now, Taisvis had a problem. Taisvis had a problem. What's the whole kash over here? Love said that the first one is chayiv, the Rishon is chayiv al niske mamoini, because niskal peisheya. Well, this shaila, if niskal peisheya, niskal lav peisheya, is a machloikis, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. So why are you asking a kasha from the Baraisa? The Baraisa says that the Rishon is potter al niskei mamoine. I have no problems to understand this. The Baraisa is going according to the Rabbonon that holds niskal lav peisheya. Rav is going a libe de rameye that holds niskal peshe. So what's the problem over here? Meisvei, the gemara is a moiridike problem. The Baraisa says the Rishon is potter al niske mamoine because the Baraisa holds like the Rabbonim. So again, in parentheses, we'll come back to Rashi for this kasha. Rashi said, because Rav holds, everyone holds niskal peshe. That was Rashi's terrors. But Taisus didn't like this too much. We'll see later Taisus brings down Rashi. But let's go before Rashi's terrors. So Taisus says, Amir de Kikasha, what are you making a nasik over the Baraisa? Rabbi that said that the Rishnes Chayva Niske Momoino, he's saying because Niska Peshaya. And the Rabbana no Niska La Peshaya. Maybe that's Pshat the Barais. So Taisa says, Le Motze Ukmi de Barayse Ke Rabbana, the Omri Niska La Nusu, why not? So Taisva says the Kimlei, the Gemara understood the Beraise Verove Leforish Habraise the Kadorim Vizagogin Tosu Mochilaka Lemaima the Pligi. So Taisva answers this memra of Rove is not coming als poisik. Rove is coming als meforish. We hear a baraisa that says, akadorim vazagogim shemahalchum zechaseh, niskolarish and niskolasheni. So Rove is telling us a commentary on the baraisa. He says, well, you learned the baraisa, let me tell you something. Rove is not a poisik of you, Rove is a meforish. Rishain is chayav on niske moment. The sheni is chayav only on niske gufa. That's what Rava said. Now the Barais is also being meforish the first Barais, and the Barais says that the Rishain is potter on niske moment. So if we are explaining the previous Barais, Rava will not be chaylik on the second Barais. That means this perish of the first Barais, the second Barais said that the first Barais holds like the Chachamim. So who is Rava to say, no, the first Barais holds like Rameya? Who's Rava to say that? If Rava would be telling us a halacha, so Rava could say, listen, the second Barais, you hold like the Chachamim. Lalacha, I paskin like Rameya. But Rava isn't telling us a halacha. Rove is explaining the Barais of Akadorim Vazagogim. Now, before you give your explanation, let's see how the Barais explained this. And the Barais said, Kulon Chayovam Niski Guvin, Ptumon Niski Mamayna. So the Barais said that the Barais of Akadorim Vazagogim is going according to Chachamim. So then Rove should not have changed the Pirish and Hakadorim Vazagogim different than the Baraisa. That's Taisvis Teres. The Kimlei, the Gemara understood, the Baraisa, the Rove, Leforesh, Abaraisa, the Kadorim Vazagogim Kosu. Lochi Lekel, the Maimed, the Pligi. So you can't say this a Machlekes. But Bekuntres Pirish, not, that was Taisvis Kashe and Taisvis Teres. But Bekuntres Pirish, the Rove Svirale, the Beile Rameya, Beile Rabona, Niskal Pesheyu, the Loi Pligi Alba Mavkin Nizokim. So, Rashi had a better Mahalach. Rove held there's no Machloikis between Rameya and the Choromim. Everyone knows Niskal Pesheyu. That is why Rove said that the Rishnes Chayv on Niske Mamoini, because everyone knows Niskal Pesheyu. The Taisus Rashi did not solve the problem. Avol mikol mokim havele luukmi beraise kerabon, and this lamavkin is oka potter. But as there is a machloikis between Rame and the Chomiv mavkin is oka, laachen nefilis pshia, that the Rabon hold your potter, and Rame holds your chayiv. So, weiter is well. So what's the kashan rove? Rashi did not solve the problem. You have a baraisa that says for Kert and Rova? Yeah, because Rova is going according to Rameya, the Mavkin is Okav Lach and the Filis Pshi is Chayiv, and the baraisa is going according to the Chomim, the Mavkin is Okav Lach and the Filis Oynis. The Mavkin is Okav Lach and the Filis Pshi is Potter. So there's no kasha. So the baraisa says pturim al niske mamoinai as mafkin azok avachan nefilas pshiyah, and Rava is going to leave the Rameh, the mafkin azok avachan nefilas pshiyah is chay. That's one kasha that Taisa says on Rashi. Va'oit in the etzim pshat that Rashi had said that Rava held that Sai Rameh and Sai Rabbanan hold niskal peisheya. the Bunim Mashme de Leke Man de Polig Amaido Kimna Lel Pluta de Nisko Peshea. In the Gemara in Bamatsiu would seem that that what Abaye said Betalti Pligi. There's a machloikis between Ramei Rabbi Yehud of Nisko Peshea or not. That's a love of Muskim. The Kama Hosam, the Gemara says in Bamatsiu, the Kaimalon the Beniskal Peshea Pligi. The Gemara says Amir the Koloshin. The Kaimalon, we know that that's a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda and the Ramei of Niskal Peshea. So the Gemara seems there's no shail in this. So how could Rashi say that Rova held everyone holds Niskal Peshea? Okay, so this is the running commentary that Tosfos says on Rashi. And the Kashi from the Baraisa, Tosfos held, according to Rashi, the Kashi could have been answered. And Tosfos has his own tariffs. But it's the Rav and the Baraisa are explaining the Baraisa of Kadorim Bezagogim. But let's continue the sugya. Umishani. So because of this Baraisa, we see the Baraisa says Klo, not like Rav. The Baraisa says that the Rishon is also part of Niskim Amayne. So Mishani Elom Rav Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni. Bein beniskei gufoi, bein beniskei mamoinoi. The Rishon is chayiv, whenever he was mazik from the second one. Sai was mazik, the guf of the second one, Sai was mazik, the moment of the second one. Bein beniskei mamoinoi visheini. Vohu de hizik begufoi. That's tak if he was mazik, the sheini begufoi. Aval gav the onus. Even though the Rishon is an onus, mi de potter be bereisek shezek Rishon b'momayin. We see Paul from Cloth and the bereise holds the niskal lav peisheya. Because the bereise says that the momayin shal Rishon is potter. Mi kolma came, but the Rishon himself is chayiv beniske sheni, bein beniske gufoi, bein beniske mamoini de sheni, vohu de hizik begufoi. Afal gav the honest, even though he's an honest, be the potter, ye bebraish nisik grishim mamoini, mekom achayv, shoy loy lama, loy lahase, loy omad vizah. But he's chayiv, whenever his guf was mazik, because even though he was an onus, but he's called Adam Hamazik because Hoyeloi Lahamid or Hoyeloi Lahasa. Avol Sheini, but the Sheini is Chayev Beniske Shlishoi Beniske Gufoi Shal Shlishi. The Sheini is Chayev only if it was mazik the guf of the shlishi. V'lo yam amoynei. The guf ha-sheini have a boir. The guf ha-sheini is a boir. Mishum da onus yoysim in harishin. He's a real onus. Ulekach mitam shoyu loy lamoy. So even though there is a tvi on him, he should have gotten up le have a boir. V'rishayin she'enei onus kolkach, but the first one, who is not such an onus, afal gav the boin is a mifter odom amazik in the mashme boomnim, even though it's an onus kein gneve, but it wasn't an onus kolkach, but we have, he wasn't an onus kolkach, and also kivin shoy loy lamay, v'loy omat, choshev loy odom amazik. So Mamele, this is Rashi's diktoire that now Rove had charote, the Rishon Betziruf of Onos Kein Gneve and Hoyel Olamid becomes an odom amazik, the second, who's an Onos Gomer, Zalt Hoyel Olamid loy omat is a boy. It's not odom amazik. So Taisvah says, af al pi shezeh doichik. This is a moiradike deiche, Rashi Tosfos says. It's a moiradike kugel that Rashi made over here. We combined an honest and gneva together with hoyel oilamoid, and that makes him another mamazik. Hey, lochush, don't make an asik out of this. Given the loikoi maskonahoch. The mothers remain with this. So there was a mahalach in the Gemara that made such a kugel. No. Don't make an asik out of it. The Gemara falls off. Inami yesh loima. Otay says, you know what? I won't say like Rashi. I'll tell you a better pshat. The rav is viralei beniskal peisheya kerameya. I'll tell you better. Rava holds niskal peisheya kerameya. Alakach a rishon habodam. So then the rishon is odam amazik because niskal peisheya. Veloiboy. But your potter, itake niskal peisheya, but he's potter on niske mamoinoi, because the brais holds mafkin zoka, but full achna filis pshia. Aval gav the rove sova kerameya, gabi niskal peisheya, boholoi sova kerameya. So Tosfos says, so between you and me, I could say a better pshat in this new lotion of Rove, which you don't have to make any kugels whatsoever. We could say that Rove holds niskal peisheya, so that's why the first one is Odom Amazik. The second one is not a peisheya, he stumbled over the first one, so he's a boyer. So I don't have to say the chukim. And the reason why the Baraisa says he's potter, and the Mamoinish Orishin says he is potter because it's Hefker Achan Nefilas Pshia. Fine. Bekitzel, so now we have a new Mahalach in Rove. Rove is saying the Rishin is a boer. The Rishon is an Adam, I'm sorry, the Rishon is an Adam, and the Sheni is a Boer. The Rishon will be Chayev on Iskei Kalev Shol Sheni, and the Sheni will be Potter on Iskei Kalev Shol Shlish. Uporech, frek the Gemara on Nichel Shmuel. According to Shmuel, you can say Yoshtik Teire. Even though it's Lei Afkerinu, but Shmuel holds Lei Afkerinu, is also Boer. So Memela, so it's very good. Elo le'rav, amai choshev lei lahai sheni boir. Why is the sheni called a boir? It's le'af kerino. Tirgimo rav ade kegoin shehusku keilem bekeil. Zutaisvis, vahashte hodar bei. Na, the gemoy is charote, im shatin rove. Now we're going back to the first lashon of Rove, that Rove differentiated between the momen horishin shel hizik and the momen shel sheni shel hizik. The momen shel rishin is a boyer, the momen shel sheni is not a boyer. How are we miyashiv the Baraisa? The Baraisa says, v'kulon peturin amamoinon. So miyashiv as follows. V'kulon chayovim arniskoi gufoi shegufoi hizik es mamoinoi. If his guf was mazik yenem's moment, so the chayiv holds odom amazik. The kulon are other mamazik. The rishon is other mamazik. The sheni is other mamazik. Upturim and all of them are poto al niske mamoinoi shemamoi hizik as a mamoi. That his mamoi was mazik other mamoi. V'af al gav the niskal peisheyo. Even though niskal is a peisheyo. Mikol mokim havi mamoinoi boir. Upotter al kli sheni. It's potter on the kalem of the sheni. Avol, that's what the Baraisa is saying. The Baraisa is speaking about that the Hezek happened to the moment of the Sheni, the moment of the Shlishi. So the Baraisa says, Kulan Chayoven, Kulan Chayoven on Niske Mamoinon, Kulan Chayoven on Niske Gufum, what the Guf is Mazik, Upturim on Niske Mamoinon, if it were Mazik Kalem. Avo. But that's, Mikomaka Mamoini, but put our cliche in. Avo, Shizik Mamoini is a goof. But what if the moment was Mazik the goof? Harishin Chayev Hashani Pot. Vigoras Beresha Haibire Lava no Kerisei. First, the Gemara asked Akasha, why isn't the Sheni Chayev al Niske Mamoinoi? Shehizik. The Gemara said if the first one's a Pesheya, the second one should also be a Pesheya. So the Gemara said, Haibira lava no kerisei. And then, when Rava was Chayzer, Ube'ela omar Rava, Garcinon, Havalei Boyevom, Sinabur Shechayev Esakela. And the Ela omar Rava, so then Rava said that the Sheni is a Boyer, and the Sheni is Potter al Kalev Shel Shlishi. And now, we will not have time to learn the second half of Taisvis, but the second half of Taisvis will be Mavaya, the Girsis Chabbeinu Chananu.